desperate people being pushed back with water cannon and tear gas. Stuck on the Belarusian side of the border, Polish forces stopping them from crossing into the EU. It was only a matter of time these people, faced with a lack of food, water, shelter and sub-zero temperatures, tried to push forward at the crossing at Brzegi. At the front are mainly young men, but many women and children are in the crowds behind. For those on the receiving end, it's an inhumane and hypocritical rejection by Europe. Al Jazeera's reporter on the ground spoke with them.
They're using pepper spray and water and tear gas against the children. Is this the human rights of Europe? 10 days we've been here without water, temperatures are -5, and what can we do? Where are the human rights organizations? We were a good country. They invaded Iraq in 2003. We've lost everything. We've sold our cars and sold our houses. They've destroyed our country, and now this is their human rights?
We haven't slept since yesterday. Our feet are freezing, and the only word we can hear is attention, attention. We have kids. We have wives. If they don't want to allow us through, then return us back to our countries. We haven't eaten for 5 days. Only a little food is available for women and kids. We need a safe place. We need a safe country.
It certainly is an uneven fight. Poland wants to show the world it is defending Europe's border against a Belarusian dictator using desperate people as a weapon. They say Alexander Lukashenko is taking revenge on the EU for sanctions imposed after his violent crackdown on political opposition at home. For months, Belarus has been granting migrants visas, promising them an easy route into the EU.
As I have told Merkel, the problem is that if we don't save those people, we would both lose, both Belarus and to an even bigger extent the European Union, which didn't let through the refugees to the EU territory. That's why I've proposed on solving the situation in general. We agreed with Merkel that we won't talk about it specifically. She asked for some time for a pause to discuss the proposal with the members of the European Union. That's fine.
As the numbers at the border grow, so too does the desperation. They can't go back. Poland says they cannot enter. That means we're likely to see more people pushing forward and the Polish forces using tougher tactics to keep them out. Assad Beg, Al Jazeera, near the Poland-Belarus border.